What does a dean of students do as opposed to a principal?
Sure. You know, dean of students, I guess I'm kind of a buffer in between the student body and the teachers and the administrative team. We have a principal with four vice principals, which is higher for a student for a school of that size. But and what I deal with a lot of discipline and just kind of student issues that come up, and I deal with them when I can, and when they're too big for my shoulders, I go to the team.
What about your background in teaching? You've taught middle school and high school, science, math. Talk about that a bit.
Sure. Now, I grew up out in Corvallis area, a little town called Philomath, a logging community out there is where I grew up, you know, big outdoors guy, hunting, fishing, and that kind of stuff. I went to Oregon State University, bachelor's in biology, a minor in business and chemistry. And so loved the outdoors, you know, life science, kind of hit that pretty hard. And I taught in Corvallis and Sweet Home for a little bit of time. And then eventually moved up to Portland. I have a girls and boys soccer coach in Portland. I've been teaching at Aloha for 7-8 years, mostly biology, a little bit of ecology, mix in, a little chemistry, a little math, yeah.
And do you teach as well as dean of students, or you're just dean of students now?
Yeah, 2 years ago I took the dean of students job, applied for that, and so I've been the dean of students for 2 years and not taught, although just recently with budget cuts, I've gone back in the classroom about 4 or 5 weeks teaching biology. But it's been fun to get back.
What prompted you to get into education?
That's a good question. Early college, kind of make ends meet while I was there at Oregon State, I started coaching soccer. I'd been a strong high school player and wasn't that interested in playing in college, but I did just for fun. And then I started coaching, and I just love working with the kids. I made a good connection with it. I'd love the biology, and I was thinking pre-med, but wasn't sure. And just my coaching said, you know what, you can do this for a living. So I just went in education, teaching life science, which I loved.
As a dean of students, you mentioned earlier you have to deal with discipline issues, or you had to deal with discipline issues a lot. And obviously that's always a difficult thing to do, even especially in a small town. It's an issue that comes up fairly frequently. How do you approach a discipline issue when, you know, maybe a parent and a student and the teacher or whoever, the staff involved, are all on kind of a different, you know, they're not necessarily seeing things the same way, what happened or what to do. How do you approach that and deal with it?
Sure. No, that is tough. I mean, discipline is it's a tough job, and a lot of teachers come by and go, well, how do you do that, you know, every day? I remember, one, they're just kids. And, I mean, the easy thing for a lot of, I think, adults to do is remember when you were kids and some of the stuff we did. And I was a good kid. I was a good student. My mom would even agree to that, I think. But, you know, kids make mistakes, and I think it's always a learning process. I've always taken it as a helping them not do it again, as opposed to going after to kind of get somebody in trouble. But really, what am I going to do to make sure they move past this and kind of get out of it, and get out of it safely, you know, and it doesn't get worse? So I think I've always done a good job of coming at it from what can I do for the student, and recognize it. And I think getting parents involved has always been a big deal. And I'm a parent, and so I think of how much I want to hear what's going on with my kid. Getting parents involved, and then not holding grudges, you know, getting past it, not being emotional about it, but just going, you know, I made a mistake, and we're going to get through this. I forgive them, and they're going to be a great kid.
Do you feel like you know the kids in your school, at least, you know, the ones that you regularly come into contact with anyway? I know it's a big population there, but do you feel like you're able to sort of establish relationships, even though you're this administrator as opposed to their teacher, although lately I know you've been teaching again?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. In fact, a good story is when I first changed from student, when I was teaching students in the classroom, to dealing with the dean of as the dean of students, my wife and I chaperoned a dance, and a lot of the kids who I'd, you know, not really gotten in trouble, but dealt with their discipline, came up and said hi to me at the dance, and how are you, and hey, here's your wife. I mean, very, very nice, which is good. You want to have a relationship. Again, we don't want to hold grudges. And my wife looked at me and said, boy, whole new group of kids you're dealing with now. And I said, yeah, there's still good kids, just get in trouble more often.
What drew you to Petersburg?
Sure. Again, grew up in a small town, and my wife's from a smaller community as well, and, you know, my kids are getting older, and I love the city, but I don't love the city, and we've talked for a couple of years. I went way to get out of the city. You know, we want a strong education system. We want beauty. I love the outdoors with my biology background. And so we wanted to get out of the city, and so we've kind of looked around for openings. The new superintendent is kind of from our area, and so through connections, found out they had an opening. And so I've talked to him over the last couple of months trying to see what's this like, and it's beautiful up here. It's nice.